Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is joining us now. The website is ParamountSports.com, and you can follow him on Twitter as well, at Paramount Sports. And Lee Sterling is here, professional sports handicapper. We're going to jump right into it because we went long with this stupid Riley Patterson argument once again that I thought we were done with, and I'm sure at some point we'll have the Zion Williamson argument again before the before, during, and after the NBA season is upon us. Lee, I'm going to start with the Hurricanes game, which is tomorrow night. They are 4.5-point favorites in Tallahassee.
Maybe the most important thing might take place right before the game. Coin toss. If I'm Florida State, I accept the kickoff and I want the ball. I think they got to put pressure on Miami. They got to play with the lead. If Miami gets the lead, they're going to lean on you with that offensive line. I think Thomas Castellanos, it's a rivalry game. He'll have some good plays, but I also think he'll have some bad plays. What really concerns me, if I'm a Florida State fan, Virginia had two down linemen. They played without two starting offensive linemen and still gained 211 yards, did Virginia. So it's a rivalry game. Anything can happen. Miami starts out on top. I think that they'll win this game here. Should be fun still, but I like Miami. Anything under a touchdown, 31-23.
All right. Okay. I hope that I hope that comes true. How about Crowder's Florida Gators? They are hosting Texas. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Crowder, I think it was 6.5 at the beginning of the week, and now it's down to 4.5. The Gators are 4.5-point home dogs. What do you have there, Lee?
For a day, it was actually 7. So you could have grabbed 7. You like Florida. I think the better way to approach this game is the under. Weather going to be a factor. It looks like it's going to be raining most of the game. So you always got to check weather on top of injuries. So anyone traveling there, take a raincoat. You know what? Texas just not clicking on offense against good teams here. So we know Florida's defense is good. They've only given up 6 touchdowns the entire season here. One of those touchdowns is a meaningless touchdown at the end of the Miami game. So maybe DJ Lagway having that extra week to heal up helps him. Also, Dallas Wilson will play in the first game. This might be the biggest weapon on the team. Go back and watch the spring game. I think he had 8, 9, 10 catches. He had been out. He'll play for the first time. He and Eugene Wilson could be a nice combo there together. I think Florida's going to pull the upset here. 20-17. I also like the under 42.5.
Hmm. Oh, look at that. Hey, how about that, Crowder? I like it. Oh, Florida Gator action. how about Solana's FIU Panthers? They are 6.5-point dogs at UConn. That is tomorrow at 3:30.
If they had Solana come out and kick at halftime field goals, they might double the crowd from 6 to 12. So just a suggestion, you know, just
funny,
saying.
It's funny, Lee, you still taking shots at my Panthers after you lost a bet with me because FIU won the Shula Bowl, Lee. So
that's Alex, right. I forgot Alex, about that. I think that you're in store for a big dinner from Lee.
Yeah. I was up for 5 years. He owed me a dinner for 5 years. Do you think he ever called me and told me to meet me at halftime?
You called me double or nothing. That was on you. That was you.
I feel good. I feel good. After his fiance showed up with half of a cornbread when she went to Apocalypse Barbecue, I feel bad for the guy. So, actually, they got a chance here. UConn, their leading rusher is their quarterback, Joe Fagnano. Leading rusher. You know, in that game against Delaware, they have a common opponent to both of these teams, except for that 23-point sudden turnaround in the second quarter against Delaware. They were right there. They're playing better football. I think the speed of FIU is going to give UConn trouble here. We're going for we can't, you know, include FSU, but we're going to go for, I call it the three-team sweep here. Canes, Gators, and also FIU. Your three teams here. FIU went straight up 26-23.
Wow. Look at that. A straight up dub for FIU. All right. One more, Lee. And again, the website is paramountsports.com. The Dolphins are 1-point favorites against the Carolina Panthers on Sunday.
So Miami won the game. Finally, we said they'd win, be close. I thought they were helped out by the officials. Thought the officiating certainly went in the Dolphins' favor. They were +3 in turnovers, had that one turnover at the one-yard line. Miami's defense has allowed all four quarterbacks at least 110 quarterback rating. Opponents have run for at least 150 yards in three of the four games here. Jets also had over 100 yards in penalties here. You don't want to touch Carolina at home. On the road. But Carolina at home, different animal here. Short week also for Miami. They now how to defend Darren Waller. That was a total shock. Jets had no idea what to expect there. Upset. Our team's going down here. 24-17, wow. Panthers.
I don't like to hear that. I'm on the other side of that, too. I think this is a Dolphins housing on Sunday.
Have you ever picked against the Dolphins?
No. I've never bet an under, and I've never bet against the Dolphins. I have a problem, Lee. I've never bet against the Hurricanes. I've never bet a Montas Buzelis under. I bet on the guys I root for in the team.
And you bet every Sunday 9:30 in the morning game, right?
Oh, I mean, I'll bet every Thursday game, whether I like it or not, every Monday game, whether there's one or two, and certainly Sundays at 9:30 a.m. There's nothing better than that game.
Right. All right. Congratulations on the billboard, too, guys. But I think we need a vote. My nephew asked me, goes, why I wasn't on the billboard. I told him about the big four, Mario Chalmers. So I think we need to vote, all your guests.
Well, Jimmy though, gets the first new spot on the billboard over you.
Maybe just for Twitter. We created maybe a Twitter header. We put it up for vote. All your different guests and Jimmy put it up for maybe a week, 10 days. My nephew seems to think I might be an underdog, might have a shot.
All right, fair enough. I'll do that poll. I'll find out who the listeners think. Lee Sterling, the website is paramountsports.com. He's on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He likes Carolina Panthers Sunday against the Dolphins. He likes Solana's FIU Panthers straight up. I mean, you can take the points if you want, but straight up. He likes Crowder's Florida Gators, and he likes UM against FSU on Saturday night. Thank you as always, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.